Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Wealthy Landscaper Letter. I'm Tony Bass, and today's topic, the problem with PPP for landscapers. Today is July the 25th, 2020, and I want you to know that there's a painful trend that I've discovered in the past month. The story began when we created the Wealthy Landscaper Productivity Challenge project back in June. Just a short time ago. And our goal was to help landscape business owners compare their own financial productivity to competing landscapers. Our video and PDF handout provided the diagnostic chart to help contractors figure out if they have room to improve financial productivity. We collected data, conducted phone interviews, and have begun to analyze the results. And that's when we discovered a trending problem among landscape companies. We were very clear in our instructions. PPP loan proceeds were not to be included in your company's revenue for 2020. Loan proceeds are not income. Loan proceeds should be accounted for on the balance sheet, not the income statement. And it's true, a number of landscapers do their own accounting and they frequently misclassify financial transactions like this. Further, the majority of lawn and landscape business owners we've interviewed were successful getting the Paycheck Protection Program. It's a loan. And the facts are the government was very successful getting the word out, encouraging businesses and owners to apply, and getting the banks to process the paperwork. The average size PPP loan was $107,000, and 86.5% of all loans were under $150,000. Injecting a small business with six figures of cash can be a game changer, and in some cases, this much extra cash is a life changer. We included the headline from the PPP report right here below. Here's the summary of the PPP-approved lending. There were 4,885,388 loans issued. And you should know, there's only about 6.5 million businesses with employees in America. So that means the vast majority got a loan. $521,483,817,756 were loaned out, and it took 5,461 banks to loan out all that money over a period of just about 2 months. Look, the full report can be found from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is headed by Secretary Steve Mnuchin. You can find it online, or through the show notes, or through this recording notes below. When you think about the size of our country, the amount of paperwork that's required for that many loans, and you know how the typical loan process works, it's really amazing to see these loans happen so quickly. But here's the headline that follows. Unintended consequences that could destroy your company. To become a wealthy landscaper, you must operate your business three times to five times more profitable than the average landscape business. And failing to beat the average traps you in the rat race of being busy, busy, busy without a fat bank account. It's no fun. Wealthy landscapers, however, are on a mission. They understand that bottom line net profits plus steady W-2 income for doing a job inside of your company will feed your family and grow your wealth. I've shared this coming statement with dozens of landscapers over the past month or so as they have been reporting the results of their Wealthy Landscaper Challenge. Here's what I got to say. I don't care about your gross sales. I want to see your net profit plus what you pay yourself. Profit is the benchmark to determine if you are in fact on the road to wealth. And here's where the problem with PPP has reared its ugly head. landscapers with puny little net profits have been injected with a bunch of cash. And suddenly, without ceremony or special accolades, they postponed what they should have done back in April and May. They should have raised their prices. They were not profitable before the crisis, and now they've been propped up with a government loan that's likely to be forgiven, frankly. But the PPP money postponed their business failure. Listen, I've been preaching about the sinful behavior of operating a business without adequate profits for a while now. It's sinful to your family, it's sinful to the market, it's sinful to your community. This practice must end. Unfortunately, the weakest competitors, the low ballers, they have new energy. They're not going away this season, nope. They can survive one more summer, unless, and here's my recommendation, if you know your numbers, and you know your profits are puny, and your W-2 paycheck can't get the bills paid, get yourself a healthy dose of business education with that extra PPP money you have sitting in your bank account. This could be the last chance you get to fix your financial future. I don't want you to fail your family. Listen, the damage to our economy from this COVID-19 and a tyrannical government is far from over, my friend. And the only way you will survive what's around the corner is to build a rock-solid foundation for your business. Financial education is the success key. I want you to know, my team and I are holding one of our highly acclaimed Profit Builder training events real soon. Details can be found in the show notes below. I still have 6 seats open, and we have a strict limit of just 12 companies for this live event. It's a special training event, and I hope to see you soon. My name is Tony Bass. I'm the founder at Superlawn Toolkit, and I want you to know that right now you have the opportunity to find out if you could be, if you might be, if you perhaps have the tendencies to think like a lowball landscape contractor. You see, we reveal the 9 signs you are a lowball landscaper during this recorded webinar broadcast. Find the link in the show notes below or go to superlawntoolkit.com. Look under the heading, Free Webinars, and look for the one that says Lowball Landscaper. Watch that video. The video and the PDF download, the Lowball Landscaper, is free, but registration is required. And please, don't get your feelings hurt if some of this information kicks you right in the... Well, you can complete the rest of that sentence. I'm Tony Bass, and I hope to see you really soon. Bye-bye.